Here's Haines resident Tom Ganner, photographer, naturalist, and retired teacher.
The port town of Haines, Alaska, lies at the head of the Lynn Canal. The Lynn Canal has the distinction of being the longest and deepest fjord in North America. What is a fjord? By definition, a fjord is a steep-sided glacial valley that has been inundated or drowned by seawater. It may look like a lake in a photograph. It may act like a river for navigation, but it is oceanic in that it is tidal and it is seawater, not freshwater. The narrow constriction of the fjord concentrates tidal fluctuations from the Pacific Ocean into tidal ranges of up to 24 feet between a high and low tide, which is one of the highest tidal fluctuations in the United States. Haines experiences two high tides and two low tides every day. The tidal flux results in a massive movement of water through the canal, and thus boaters must pay attention to the tide when they are traversing and docking or landing. The Lynn Canal is an extension of Chatham Strait, formed by a geological fault line running from the Gulf of Alaska to Skagway. The Lynn Canal runs for a length of approximately 90 miles from Skagway and Haines to Juneau, where it reaches a depth of about 2,000 feet. The Lynn Canal ranges in width between 2 and 13 miles. The northern end of the Lynn Canal branches off into the Chilcat Inlet, the Taya Inlet, and Lutak Inlet. The glacier that formed the Lynn Canal was approximately a mile in thickness in the area of Haines during the Wisconsin Ice Age, which extended from about 75,000 to 11,000 years ago. How do we know the ice was that thick? We can measure the depth of the fjords and add that number to how high the glaciers reached up the mountains above sea level. The Taya Inlet that connects Skagway to the Lynn Canal in front of you is approximately 1,500 feet deep. We can look at the mountains across the canal from Haines and notice that the lower elevations on the coastal range mountains are rather rounded off, while higher elevations display jagged peaks. Glaciers are rivers of ice that move under the forces of gravity and pressure and act as erosional agents on the country they encounter, smoothing and rounding off the land they traverse. Where the mountains go from being rounded to being jagged indicates the height of the glacier at its peak stage. An earlier episode of global warming relative to present-day warming began about 15,000 years ago, and the ice started to melt, causing glaciers to recede over time. During the Wisconsin Ice Age, about 75,000 to 11,000 years ago, several glaciers flowed into the valley now occupied by the Lynn Canal. Haines stands on a peninsula between the Upper Lynn Canal and the Chilcat Inlet. To the west, Chilcat Inlet is also a fjord formed by glaciers that entered the system from north of town. Mount Riley, behind you, the peninsula's highest point at 1,750 feet, has a rounded shape that shows it was overridden by glacial ice. Scratch marks at its summit, made by rocks embedded in moving ice, provide further evidence. Together, these features show that the entire Chilcat Peninsula, from Haines southward, was once covered by ice. In conclusion, the Lynn Canal and Chilcat Peninsula reflect powerful geological forces at work. Tectonic faults created the valleys, and repeated ice ages carved and reshaped them through cycles of glacial advance and retreat as Earth's climate changed over millennia. These same forces continue to shape the landscape of the Chilcat Valley today.